Yes. And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass producing things, and joined here today by Jason Kazar. He is a USD 383 teacher, a concerned parent, and community member joining us here on the program here today. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, this week, the USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School Board is going to make a is going to have a second reading on a potential guideline change here that would affect transgender students in the district here. And I know they had the first reading a couple weeks ago. You brought up some concerns, and basically, I'll let you kind of set the stage here. What your concerns are?
Well, first of all, I just want to try to get out to the listeners out there and just let them know that this Wednesday, 6:30. At the Robinson Ed Center there on Points by the high school, there's going to be the second reading, like you said, and it's just an opportunity to let the board know your thoughts as parents, community members on this issue, and I just feel that that needs to be expressed, and so that both parties are feeling like their voice is being heard, and I think that's important, and that's what I did last Wednesday, or 2 Wednesdays ago. When I spoke, I just really wanted to, you know, can we pause and take some time to make sure that everybody is aware of these guidelines that that are being voted on. And, you know, and obviously this coming Wednesday is going to be the second vote on that. And they can vote for them. They can hold off on the vote. I'm sure they can do a lot of things that I'm not aware of as board members. But, again, I just really want to make sure that people in the community know that these are going on and that they can voice their concerns. I have a 2- and 4-year-old right now, so, you know, it's going to be a couple years before some of these things start affecting them. But I have a lot of friends that, you know, I know their kids are right there in the middle school, high school, you know, elementary years right now. And I think they need to know that these are going on because, obviously, it can probably affect them, you know, quicker than with my kids.
Now, with the guidelines here, they say that this is to protect transgender students in the district. Does it have to do with the same-sex bathrooms here, or what are we talking about?
I think it's an overall guidelines that they want to protect them in the classroom, you know, in the hall. I mean, just the whole gamut of everything that goes on in a school is what I believe that, you know, these guidelines are addressing. And, you know, when you look at the guidelines, I think the first part is kind of the school environment, you know, how teachers work with the kids in the classroom and our school student system that we have that, you know, tracks information about them, legal name and those types of things. And then the later part of the guidelines start getting into, you know, them having access and using the restrooms and the locker rooms and then playing in sports. And so it's, I think, like I said, it's just a full gamut of covering the whole spectrum of what happens in a school.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting here. I know you've had a chance to talk to some of the school board members who are in favor of this. What have you heard from them?
Yeah, I just, after I spoke, the first thing I wanted to do was put out calls to everybody, and that's what I did. I put calls out to all the board members. And I've had a chance to talk to 4 of them so far, and then speaking to another one tonight. And then I even had a chance to sit down with a transgender family and hear, you know, kind of their side. Because that's what, I mean, this is all about, is just being knowledgeable and trying to understand perspectives on everything. And you know, speaking with them, I think my voice was heard. I think they understand what I'm concerned about. And then obviously I'm trying to kind of represent people that I talk to, my friends that I, you know, I have kids in the district and what we are all concerned about. And I think, like I said, I think they heard me on that. And so they have a decision to, you know, take that. And you know, when they have a chance to vote tonight, then they're going to either, you know, choose to vote or not to vote on it and make that decision. But again, I just wanted to reach out and try to talk to these people in a face-to-face conversation, you know, because, you know, in a 3-minute talk that I had, you know, 2 Wednesdays ago, it's kind of hard to really get a feel for what I'm, the point I'm trying to come across. And then, two, just understand them. It's hard in that board meeting type atmosphere. And so I think when we were able to sit down face-to-face, and a lot of our conversations lasted, you know, an hour or even over an hour, that we really kind of got a better understanding of what each of us how we see these guidelines coming together.
Yeah, and again, the policies would be kind of similar to what's being done in the Topeka School District, as I understand it here. I don't know much about their policy, though.
Yeah, and that's what I was not aware that this is the Topeka guidelines that they have. And so I think the board looked to them for guidance on, you know, if it's worked in Topeka, then maybe it should work. It could work here, or, you know, and I just have some things I'd like to address on some of those that I just want to ensure, you know, my friends that I talk to, that we want to ensure stay preserved for our kids. You know, they're minors, we're parents. I think that personally, I just feel like our kids' virtue or their innocence, it needs to be preserved for something later on in life. And as a minor, you know, it's our job as parents is to guide them in that and to protect them as much as we can. And I think right now in our schools, that is done. It's particularly, this is an issue in the locker room where changing occurs. And so I just want them to understand that there's a value there that I want to preserve and not a policy take that away. And that it, you know, as it's listed in the guidelines, it just says a case-by-case scenario. And I think that's just a little too open to ensure me as a parent that my kid's virtue and innocence is you know, kind of held, you know, valued, so that my view is felt as well and is heard as well. And so I'm hoping that in the board meeting tonight, I'll just re-express that. I told the board members when I talked to them that I'm just going to bring that up again. And again, I'm just hoping that other families out there let the board know that they have that concern, and that then the board and the administration know that we have this concern in our community, and that we can use, maybe, you know, maybe these guidelines can be just tweaked a little bit, or something can be added to it, or taken out to make both sides, you know, since happier or in agreement.
Yeah, I think you stated a couple weeks ago you want further input and research here, and you'd probably listen to some of their concerns here about maybe drafting some sort of a policy here. Is that fair to say?
I would hope so. And if it passes tonight and they don't make any changes to it, then I hope if it passes that we would come together still and like maybe make some of those tweaks to the policy. If it doesn't pass, then I feel we need to get to a solution quickly, you know, not put this off for, you know, a year or 5 years or whatever. Let's get to an agreement, because there's a lot of transgender, there's transgender kids out there that need this affirmation that they are valued, and they are. But I think I have some things, and my friends have some things that we want to make sure is taken into account as well.
Sure. Jason Kazar, again, the USD 383 teacher here. He's a concerned parent and community member, and he's asking for people to come out to the school board meeting this Wednesday here. I imagine you've probably spoken to some people on your side, too, who feel the same way.
Yeah. Again, when I saw the guidelines in the on the board report, board agenda, that Sunday evening before two Wednesdays ago, I just wanted to make sure that all my friends that I know have have family knew about these, and when I shared that with them, they were not aware. And so again, that's what I want to make sure happens. And then when I talked to them and they were in agreement with, you know, we were all in agreement with what we value and that we want to ensure that is still kept in the school system, you know.
Now, what school do you work at here?
I'm sorry?
What school are
you? I work all around the district right now, okay. Helping out the teachers with professional development and so I can reach. It gives me a chance to see the elementary school, the middle school, the high school, and know that how it works. And I was a 96 grad, so you know I'm a Manhattan guy, and I just want to try to do what's right, not only for Manhattan but also for the kids, you know, transgender or not, just you know everybody.
I think there's a segment probably of the population that would be open maybe to having guidelines at, say, the high school level, maybe even the middle school level, but you get down to those lower levels here, and it's really kind of, I think, the parents maybe at their discretion to teach about these types of issues. Is that kind of what you're thinking here?
Well, I think the elementary school is just, it's a different atmosphere. There's no locker rooms at the elementary school level, and then they don't have sports, where they compete and so it's kind of a little different animal down there at the elementary level. But then obviously when you start getting to middle school and high school, where Keisha's now a part of that with the sports and a locker room, then I think things really kind of show themselves that I think we need to address some of those issues.
Yeah, you bring up sports, and that's a good point here because, you know, we hear stories all the time about transgender athletes being parts of the high school programs, and, you know, where do they fall in? Do they compete with the boys? Do they compete with the girls? And is that, I mean...
Yeah, that's definitely one of my concerns. I think we need to, you know, I know Keisha's kind of just whatever the school district wants to do, they're going to go with, and I think, personally, I think we should... you know, draw a line, I guess, and you can say in the sand and say, no, we're not going to allow that, you know. And it's because of it's not fair. It's competitive. They have a competitive advantage. And I think, you know, our teams, they, you know, the girls, the boys, they work really hard at achieving goals, records. And I don't want those, you know, somebody to show up that has this distinct advantage, you know, and take that away from them. And I just want it to be, and again, it's, you know, it's kind of competitive fairness, but we do that all the time. And a lot of things we do in life, we say, well, that's not fair and that shouldn't be done. And I think there's a distinct advantage that can be had in the sports realm. And so I just want to, I think we should address that. I think we should talk about that. Is that what we really want to do as a community here in Manhattan and allow that? I think communities could then look to us for guidance, you know, instead of us looking for, to Topeka, maybe schools around the country or around the state would look to, hey, Manhattan, they got a nice policy. We agree with that. We're gonna model what Manhattan does. So again, I'm a Manhattan guy. I just want everybody. I'm more interested in what we're doing here in Manhattan.
Sure.
Specifically.
All right. Well, again, the meeting is this Wednesday, 6:30. Yep. And, you know, this is the second reading, so whatever they decide, if they decide yes, then it becomes policy, as I understand it, and yep. Then if they vote it down, then it goes away, at least for now, but it'll probably be coming back up.
Yeah, and, when, you know, if you come to the meeting, I mean, it needs to be a very constructive meeting. We're talking about kids, we're talking about minors, so everybody, please come out, but be respectful. You know, there's going to be kids maybe in the audience or watching on Facebook. And we just need to remember that these are kids that we're talking about, and we don't need room for any inappropriate type things going on. So,
absolutely. Well, thanks for coming out here and sharing some perspective, and good luck to you going forward.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And Jason Kazar here joining us on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We'll continue after this.